give the people what they want, Jacko, on a No Breaks yeah. Dream here at all on a Wet Jacko Big Sister Wednesday.
ASMR Wednesday with my...
With your chugging.
Diet Dr. Pepper.
Nice. I have a Zero Sugar Canada Dry today.
I cannot drink ginger ale without thinking of all the night shifts I've ever worked in the hospital.
Why?
Because they have always in the patient pantry ginger ale and graham crackers. So, plus ginger with like the nausea. First trimester.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just finally just got over that. Also, I thought I was grabbing the cherry one in my fridge, truth be told, just now. So I'm kind of just dealing with it.
I was considering putting the 7-Up Shirley Temple in my cart the other day. I was at
like zero sugar
store.
Or like the good stuff.
Yeah, it's like a 7-Up
yeah.
specialty item, Shirley Temple. Yeah. They do have like a zero sugar, and I was like, ooh, maybe. But then I was like, oh, this is kind of a big commitment for a 12-pack.
I mean, you
I have to do it.
Your spouse though goes through crushes canned beverages, like
he does. Yeah, he doesn't even care what it is that he's opening. He doesn't care at the temperature. Frankly, he drinks them room temperature so he can drink faster.
That's asinine. I think. I've always thought this about him. He's like, you know, remember that old commercial, it's like crackly in my memory, even the owl with the how many licks to the center of the Tootsie Pop owl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With your it's husband, like it's like, how many swigs can he do a soda in? And I think it's like 3.5.
Yeah. And I really do feel like it's paired with this desire to see like how like loud the belch can be.
Oh,
now that classic. My 7-year-old son, really, he's like, you know, all
really
about
into
it,
the belch.
So.
Happy Thanksgiving Eve, everybody, for all who celebrate. And, you know, for our international viewers, just kidding. I don't know how many people we have watching internationally. Maybe they are Americans, though, celebrating Thanksgiving wherever they are. Or listening to the pod whenever I get around to that. Sorry for the delay, everybody.
Yes, I've noticed that.
You've noticed that? I know.
Slacking on the Spotify. For all my friends who commute and want to listen to us.
I'm so sorry, friends who commute and want to listen to us. I'm getting on it, I promise. Like, it's the problem is
busy
with
or
the
something?
Spain trip. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
The Spain trip interrupted my habit of, like, I would do one on a Monday. I'd do a show on a Monday, and then I would, like, edit and post it on Tuesday. And then I would do the Tuesday show. It's always, like, the thing that I do for the 20 minutes before I go on. Mm-hmm. And Spain kind of ruined that because I was, no joke, like, slamming into my room like 30 seconds where I was supposed to go live in Madrid and like opening my computer and being like, go live, and then I would like just go live for 20 minutes and then like, close my laptop and leave.
Much like what just happened here with us.
Yes, exactly. You have a wonderful you have a wonderful support production
Rubio.
Staff that sets you up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your mic check kids were real cute.
Well, I had to change into my new sweatshirt that just arrived from Etsy.
Show it off.
Have you It was one of these where I opened the bag and it has no, I didn't order this.
Oh.
So it's from somebody, but it has no return.
Not from me.
Is it from you?
No. Nope.
It says, reading is my favorite sport.
That's cute. Who's like a common Etsy shopper? That's not like where I frequent.
I have no idea.
You know, if you were on the gram, this would be the time where you would take a cute selfie and be like, who sent this to me? Reveal yourself.
Spray it out to my 35 followers.
And then people would respond.
Yeah, so somebody sent me this very cute green, my favorite crew neck sweatshirt. Reading is my favorite sport. And
maybe it was dad.
So I took it. Maybe it was dad. I don't know. Is he on the Etsy?
No, that's what I'm thinking. He's more of an Amazon guy. But
yeah, so we'll see. I don't know. Some maybe it's a No Breaks fan.
Because I know my favorite sport is here.
What?
I'm going to put you on the spot here. Okay. Thanksgiving spot. People are responding in the chat. We had quite the discussion today on GMFB regarding pie flavors. And last week, one of our people that shows up on the show frequently, he just went on an absolute rampage campaign against apple pie. Like, just hate it.
A rampage.
Exactly. I knew they could be combined. I just needed you to do it for me. Against apple pie. Like, it sucks. Fruit pies all suck. Cherry pie sucks. It was a lot. It was, like, very aggressive. I was like, my God. This is, like... how people feel about like opposing teams, and like now he's taking it out on pie. So power rank the pies for me, popular ones. Apple, cherry, pumpkin, and pecan. Go.
I don't like pie.
Okay, like you're supposed to play the game, dude.
Was I supposed to rank?
Yes, power rank the pies. You got nothing on the pie? So you apparently agree with this guy rap sheet.
I mean, we didn't grow up eating pie.
I know, but that doesn't mean you haven't consumed it. You have to
Okay,
have an
I will say this.
opinion.
Anything with a streusel topping, I can get on with.
You're down with the streusel.
Right,
Which
down with the streusel, down with the Granny Smith, like the tart.
Okay, so but apple pie is your one and only one that you want to rank then. Like just say that. I don't like pie. Oh my God.
Yeah, but when I think of an apple pie, I think of like with the covering top,
The
maybe
lattice.
the lattice or like a full cover. And I don't really like, if I'm going to eat pie, it's going to be for the streusel
Shout out to everybody in the chat who's actually ranking the pies for me. Thank you very much. You guys know how to play the game.
topping. Cherry pies, just
I don't know what
like
that
the
is. I
cherry
actually don't think I've
filling,
ever
kind of
had
like,
it. Yeah. I mean, maybe if it's like
no,
real
just
cherries, like
like
my mother-in-law would do that.
the pumpkin, just that texture doesn't really do a lot for
Nope.
me.
So one of my favorite things about this Thanksgiving is I have supported a local baker in Orange County and picked up the pie yesterday, and it is a pumpkin crumble. So it's kind of the best of both worlds. So it's a pumpkin, and then there is a crumble top.
Do you like the pumpkin? Do you like that texture?
Not necessarily, but pie is, pie is of the people that I married into. So I try to
That's true.
honor
Pie is
the
of the people.
tradition that, the spouse would. So I sent him, I found the website, and this woman did have some apple options, but I said, I want to get it from this lady, pick your pie. And he picked the pumpkin crumble. And I was like, I get on board with the crumble. Yeah.
Yeah,
So
it's
I'll let
got
you know how it
streusel. I
is.
could get on with it as well. And good
Unfortunately,
for you for like supporting
local. Yeah.
the in-law tradition, because we did not grow up, we grew up eating a lot of pumpkin bars, as
Pumpkin
they do in the
bars. Oh, what are you
Midwest.
gonna
The
bring to
pumpkin
your
bars.
neighborhood Thanksgiving? Well, I was gonna make my pumpkin bars and only put
Yes.
like frosting on the one half of it, which by the way is weird that you do that. I'm just gonna say it out
Just because
loud.
I can eat more pumpkin then.
Still think it's strange. The whole tray, first of all, this sheet tray, which is stunning. Like the fact that we own in our family, in our direct family, this one piece of like baking item that is purely meant for pumpkin bars,
Bars, yes.
bars, and maybe the occasional chocolate chip cookie bar. But the fact that that tray is just made for pumpkin bars,
Think
wow.
mom specifically gifted it to me for a wedding present.
To make pumpkin bars.
To make the pumpkin bars. Did she bake some, did she gift you something for baking, or did she know that was like going to be too
Set,
far, like
yeah,
into
probably.
your
I mean, she knew it would collect dust, and I forget what she gifted. I mean, she gifted me a literal wedding, so like I'm good. I don't think I needed
Yes.
like the
I think,
bars.
but I did get the baking, the pumpkin bar baking sheet.
Heard.
Yes.
So you and then normally, traditionally, you take the vat of cream cheese dressing, frosting. What am I doing? Frosting. And you slather said cream cheese frosting, which is delicious, by the by, all over the whole sheet. Unless Jacko's coming to town, then you have to only frost 2/3 of it because Jack. I like to just eat the bar. And when you started doing that, I was like, "Girl, we're gonna have
Okay,
beef."
and can I give him an explanation as to why?
I mean, yeah.
Because the next day, when you're trying to eat more pumpkin bars, the
Bars.
frosting just doesn't do good things to the cakey part, and so then it just kind of ruins the experience. So I'm going more for like the entire arc of eating
Longevity
the
of
pumpkin bar.
taste.
Yeah, so I
Longevity
think
of
the day
taste.
of, I'll definitely eat some cream cheese frosting. The next day, I just want it to be
You
like
just want it
naked pumpkin.
dry. And then occasionally you'll take a butter knife and put it on like the one bite.
I do have like a memory of eating pumpkin bar out of your, we like were at your apartment in Boston, the
Yeah.
first apartment you were in,
The first,
and
no,
we were
the
like,
first, you guys, did you guys come to two Thanksgivings there? Because the first one was the Button Factory building. The second was the Charlestown one. The first one
no,
had the
I remember the
stairs.
Button Factory one, the
Yeah.
Cambridge one.
Yeah. Are you talking about that one?
Yes, and I
No.
remember eating pumpkin bar out of the trash can like Miranda in Sex and the City, because I was just having like a binge moment and I just couldn't stop eating it. And I think we put it in the trash, but it was like, wait, there's one more good bite. And yeah, so.
Well, you have more pumpkin bar memory than I do.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
you're connected.
Oh,
You are one with the desserts more than I am.
it's true.
With the opinions, case in point with
Yeah.
the
So
pies.
yeah, we grew up on the pumpkin bar, which is an interesting kind of for mom growing up in Philly, not having like this was something she picked up like later in her adulthood, because
Yeah,
in
in the
Minnesota, that's like
Midwest.
a recipe she got from a friend in Minnesota because yeah. then we started eating the pumpkin bars always.
The bars. So. Yeah, it is. The pumpkin bar swings a heavy bat in our memory of holidays.
Yes.
I wonder, we'll have to ask her who she got that from. And it's a good point.
Oh, I know where she got it from. Oh. She got it at this was at like a work potluck, she told me. Uh-huh. At the, where she was
deaconess
working as a nurse educator. And they had all brought like for a Thanksgiving potluck at work, you know, and then like one of her friends.
She had it. Was like, you know what, this goes
She's
hard.
Like, this recipe where it's at. I mean, these Minnesotans know how to make a bar. And she hit up that, you know, and now it's like part of family lore. You know what? And I thought of you yesterday because I was at the grocery store. And did you know that there's the Philadelphia cream cheese brand? Are we allowed to say brands on this?
Of course.
No breaks like, with Jamie Riddle. Philadelphia finally got their act together and made a cream cheese frosting that's now in the refrigerator case. Have you seen it?
Way to go. No. You know, I don't go into grocery stores.
That's often. Weird. You don't.
I go to yours.
Oh, man. Do people know this about you? No.
Yes. I've actually talked about it. On GMFB, we do this thing. It's actually a really fun game. We do this thing called Trust Scales. And we do it about twice a year. And we set the scale for the viewer. So you say, what's your zero? Something you don't trust at all. And then something you trust at 10 implicitly. And you just and the themes always change. So I'm blanking on some of what I've picked before at my zero. But some things I have picked before at 10 is the Canadian tuxedo. The all denim look. The things I've picked at 10 before
like you trust that it's always gonna just
always gonna hit. It is like always gonna hit. It's the most transferable outfit choice one can possibly make. It kind of looks off. You can wear it with a heel and you're like, wow, why does that, and like a hoop, and you're like, why does that person look so put together? You're very distracted by it. Or wear it with some sneakers and a t-shirt and you look like cool, like Canadian Cali girl. It works. Trust me. Trust it implicitly.
I mean, I think it really depends on your zip code, because I've seen a lot of Canadian tuxedos in my neck of the woods that do not hit. Really zip code dependent.
That's a good point. I also implicitly trust pretty much all forms of cheese. I remember saying that once on the show. And then the other one I said once was the grocery store shoppers, because like with the bringing it out to your car. I used to do it a lot in New Jersey at Wegmans. And I just it feels like an inefficient way to spend my time walking in there, walking the aisles, picking out my own six apples. I don't care. Just give me six GD apples and let me go on my way. You pick them. And frankly, this is now really in the weeds. If the apples are bad, I'm going to take a picture and be like, bad apple. And then I get my money back. Like, I don't, you know, like they.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. This might be too much disclosure. But yeah, I don't do the grocery store thing. So I don't know. Oh, so I haven't like just been frequenting the frosting aisle to know that way to go Philadelphia cream cheese.
Now and this is why I enjoy the grocery store experience, because I enjoy kind of like the creative catharsis of like, look at that new product, and especially feel this way. Not that I frequent like the Whole Foods often because like don't have a gajillion dollars to spend on food. Mm-hmm. But I do feel it's like a true kind of like creative immersion experience when I'm in there. I feel like very happy and peaceful.
I feel this way about a Trader Joe's. I will go in a Trader Joe's because I'm like, you know what, actually, because I think it's smaller.
I guess they do have a lot of seasonal,
they do, it's smaller,
good stuff that I changes like, smaller,
it's less overwhelming, and it's it is like less options, so maybe that is, it's a grocery store, it's just like it's too much. It just, I hate how much time it takes no matter what.
This is something you've really like evolved into, because this wasn't always like a gripe of yours.
Well, I wasn't. No, you know, even when I lived behind that Whole Foods in Boston, it's a good question. I don't
just
know
never, it's not like a place for you that's like a happy kind of idling place. I mean, that's just because cooking. That's your like relationship with food, I feel, in general.
Yeah.
Like mine's like very much like I would love to idle and, you know, like really spend some time thinking about this cream cheese topping and like what it could be.
Yeah.
You just, that's never really been your thing.
Oh, well, but I'll eat it, but I don't.
Oh, you'll eat it. Yeah.
I just can't. The second it becomes like laborious to produce the food, I start to resent it. And I don't want to resent the food. I want to eat it.
I mean, I feel like you already resent it because you recently sent me a text that made me laugh out loud that said, do you remember?
Yeah. Oh, I know. It was last week.
Yeah.
I hate cooking.
I hate cooking. That was it. It was just a one-liner. I hate cooking. Why?
It's boring.
Yes.
It's just.
Oh, gosh. It made me laugh out loud. Yeah, because you've just never. So the trust activity, that's a fun one.
It's a really fun one. It's a real, and then what you end up doing is you pick a team and you say, like, I trust the Lions, like, at a six right now. And, like, that's, so that's, like, how the football pull into it. Or, like, I trust this quarterback at, like, a 10 because he's playing out of his mind. But the fun way is to, for the life of me, I can't believe, I'll send you some of the old links. I cannot, for the life of me, remember the things that I say I don't trust. Unfortunately, I do think one segment I did say I don't trust jeans. Yet I do trust a Canadian tuxedo. You know, like, it's all about the top. Which, by the way, happy birthday, Merry Christmas for the denim jacket that I got you.
Has it come? Such a good denim jacket. It came. Oh, it came. It's been
the flannel out on the
making,
inside.
Walking and making a debut. I'm looking for any excuse to do an errand so I can wear my new denim jacket.
The collar pop just perfectly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys, the denim jacket, it comes from this brand that sends me things, like the most generous of brands, Favorite Daughter. And
I said, hey, why don't you give this jacket to your favorite sister?
I was happy to do it.
I could really consider, I had my hot hands on that thing when you came.
Yeah. There are some things I know when I show up at your house, I'm like, Kate, I need to leave with that or it is never coming out of this zip code. Speaking of zip codes. How is your mother-in-law doing today?
Yes, she's doing better. I mean, she's kind of not having to be flat on her back anymore. Had a really good checkup. So now she's just, you know, boot can be off a bit. She can be doing some ankle pumps. Doing like just like a really lot of good like Netflix viewing. The other night she was feeling kind of like bummed out about, you know, her sedentary life. So I served up a nice cougar romance movie with Liam Hemsworth. That was very, that was very enjoyable.
I say this because we've been tracking the injury here on No Break. Mm-hmm. So we just wish her the best, but also just shout out to you for, I know the injury happened like on your turf. Therefore she was kind of like landlocked and house locked to your home, but you guys just have like a very good relationship and it's very, it's one to be admired, if you will. And so in the holiday spirit, I think what we landed on today was hashtag things that you had to accomplish, come across, things that you did in the spirit of perhaps coming across your in-laws for the first time in the holiday season. And since we landed on this topic a couple of hours ago, have you come up with anything in your memory bank, knowing that this woman adores you so much now?
Yes, but that was, I feel like our mutual adoration has really gotten just like more, it wasn't just like a
immediate.
For a long time, it was like mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, and like Eric was like a, you know, just part of like the reason for the relationship. But I would say like since I have my kids and we moved out to the Mountain West, it's really become like a relationship that's like a friendship between she and I that's like independent of the fact that we're like in-laws and, you know, everything. I mean,
she is like truly one of the most like most understanding adult women I've ever been around in the capacity that like in her child rearing era, like she was a career woman and then she wasn't. And then she went back to being a career woman. And I always like being around her because she's just really in tune with like the challenges and the stresses that come along with like working and raising of the kids. And she is just like the biggest, you know, the biggest nap advocate, the biggest like do what you need to do for yourself advocate. And I just like always love that about her.
Yep. I know she's really like on all about like supporting the mom so she can be everything to everybody, including what she wants to be to herself.
She's so cool. So but do you remember like the first Thanksgiving you were around them? Did you have to go down to Iowa?
Oh my gosh, can I remember the first, gosh, I you know, when we were talking about this before the show, I was trying to really like rifle back through the memory because this is like 20 years now that I've been trying to decide, and I was trying to remember back when if I was down there before we were married, and I imagine we probably were. But
your story,
I was getting confused, like Thanksgiving versus Christmas visiting, and like when I was kind of around them, and as like a 20-year-old, a 21-year-old, you know, and which is different now than like a 40-year-old, and how when you're younger, especially me, like this is really my first serious relationship to like really wanting to be in my best behavior and really being like invested in making sure everybody thought I was just like like a sparkling, you know, token of, you know.
Yeah.
Girlfriend.
You were like, yeah, I can, I'm whatever. So like out there. And you're like, I want to go be in like a dark room by myself, please.
So no, I know. I think that I wasn't, when I think about like going to Des Moines for, you know, holidays, it's just like there was nothing really like that really was like a cincher that was like they always did this. They always did. I think the thing that they really like hang their hats on is the fact that they try to make it different every year. There's not this always like we go to grandma's, we eat the turkey at 3 o'clock, we, you know, play charades after. It's just always kind of like
they're like, what they're like counter tradition to make people.
It. Counter tradition. Yes, counter tradition people, yeah. people yeah. in a way that really kind of threw me because I feel like you and I grew up in a very like regimented tradition home for the holiday. So yeah, but it was not like, oh, she always makes pies the way your mother-in-law did, or we always try a new recipe or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's always just kind of a, it was like a non-traditional
like approach.
Non-traditional way. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
That is true. I remember you coming back and being like, I don't like, they made all these plans. I can't believe they followed through with them. I do remember those. I remember more so when you guys were dating that your husband used to come up to our house for Christmas because it kind of like went into like January where you guys were either like traveling for January or going back to school. So it would feel like he would spend time like down in Iowa maybe for Thanksgiving. And then you guys would kind of like flip and come up to our house like for the Christmas mm-hmm. like experience.
Yeah. And again, it's just kind of like you're back then, you're like pre-marriage. So they're still kind of like half kid, half adult, like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
What is it called?
Well, make it's out. Called make out. Yes. Well, yes, we covered it on the show today. It's called make out Christmas. Last week I was calling it make out Super Bowl, which I think is a better name.
It's make out
but
Christmas.
He today did it on the show again today. Make out Christmas. And it's some people on like the social, on the TikTok, they call it like National Blackout Wednesday or something like that. And you're like, wow, that's just like took it to like a whole other level that I was like not prepared for.
It's
I know.
Impressive.
Right. But yeah, it's Make Out Christmas. And like the whole stance is like you had your eye on somebody in college, but now you're new. You've been off on a college or in high school. Now you've gone to college. You come back and like you find each other like at the jukebox and like it's on, you know. And then I saw this great video of like these two women in their 40s like reenacting what it was like to wake up on Thursday morning after you engaged in Make Out Christmas the night before at your mm-hmm. local town establishment. And mm-hmm. they were like laying against a wall with like all this makeup smeared. And she was like, my sister's called me 37 times and I have to go run in the town 5K. And so at the end of the segment today, I go, and then you got to go run in the 5K and you're hungover. And Kyle goes, boot and rally.
Boot and rally. Oh, Lord. I will say that neither our family nor my in-law family makes anyone participate in a turkey trot. Mm-mm. Have you ever done that? Have you ever been in any trots for the turkey
I've
time?
I've never been in a turkey. I don't think I've ever been in a turkey trot. I did. Mm. I was seeing somebody one year, years ago, whose family invited me to play in a pickup basketball game, which was totally up my alley. Mm. I went and engaged in that. That was cool. It's like a nobody. but I just remember that. I was like, yeah, that's some cool stuff. I'll go play in that. And that was over in St. Paul.
Can't remember that.
Yeah, okay. Well, that was your only clue that you're going to get. and then
I'll probably say the name anyway and break.
Please don't. Yeah, okay.
Anonymity.
No, so please, for the love of God, do not do that. Now my current in-laws, which is really where it's at, they are, this is the following is their Thanksgiving tradition, which is like, I think my in-laws are like crazy traveled, like busy people. Like the whole crew is just very busy. And they all kind of spot across the whole country. And what I really have come to appreciate about them is that they do their best. Frankly, I think this might be the first Thanksgiving I'm not really around them at all, where everybody comes together and really like hunkers down like for a holiday. They treat the 4th and they pick one of the Christmas or Thanksgiving. So I guess we're going to do this at Christmas. But like it kind of is like everybody get in here and like nobody gets to leave, like very much like an igloo mentality. Just for a couple of days. But like it's just that's their version of that's their quality time. Like they just don't get it all together throughout the rest of the year. And the one thing that I've really picked up from them that I love is, especially with Thanksgiving, my mother-in-law is a wonderful cook. My sister-in-law's, you know, they're all good cooks. It's odd.
Yeah. It's just all in there. Yeah.
Yeah. It's in the code. Yeah. It's just not.
They can all like kick it.
They can. So they all make it. They make something, each of them. And it's all like a New York Times recipe. And it's like always something different. And I'm like, the level of intensity that I feel when everyone's like in the group chat, it's so joyful. Like this person's like, I'm going to try this appetizer. And it's like, bam, complicated New York Times recipe. And like, I judge a recipe, but if I have to like do more than two scrolls, I'm like, I'm out. Like it's too much for me.
You start to get like panic.
Yeah, I do. And then the next person's like, I'm going to make this appetizer. And it's like these three different types of cheeses that you have to go to four different grocery stores for. The math didn't make sense there.
Yes.
So, but they all do it and they enjoy it, which blows my mind. And so.
Yeah. exposure to your in-laws was really, for me, the first time that it was like, wow, the menu can be completely novel every year.
They
And
have the
that was
bones.
very like shocking, 'cause like
Yes.
we grew up in like a
Bam, bam,
every
bam,
it was
bam,
the
bam.
same spread that was
Let's do
perfect.
it. Let's list it. Turkey, stuffing cooked in the bird, stuffing done the
Yeah.
same way. The bread that you and I normally peeled the night before.
Wonder.
Wonder bread. Celery. Poultry
Onion.
seasoning.
Yep.
Onion. Salt and pepper. Put it into the bird. Okay, done.
The cavity, yeah.
Cavity.
A lot of like shrieking, trying to get it in there
Yeah,
in the
yeah, yeah,
oven.
yeah. Get like the
And
little
then
deep.
obviously position of the button, which we can talk about in a second. And
Actually, the name of the episode today is Stand By. I know you enjoy when I name the episodes a certain
I
way.
do.
Stand by. Standing by. It is called today's episode. The fact that it's just not at my fingertips is frankly a little embarrassing. Red Turkey Button Malfunction. Featuring Jacko.
Was thinking about when you were saying about
The trust
the
skills. Yeah.
trust
We do not
ranking. I
trust
was
the red
thinking
turkey
about
button.
0 out of 10 trust of the turkey button. And then I was thinking too about you said earlier about living in the button factory, and then it made me think again of the turkey button. So I wonder if people were as if they can say, tell us in chat
Yeah.
or later, if everyone else was as beholden to the turkey button as our mother. Like there was just like Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and the button was just like
The lie that like it's like either this is a life and death turkey, like this is a ma it kind of is, because it's a matter of like food poisoning at this point, like turkey button. Because here's the thing, there is a full-blown, well thought out mathematical equation that involves temperature, size of bird, and hours spent in said oven. And it should just be that, like, that's it, it's done. And then there's time spent outside the oven in which the bird continues to cook, like it should be good. Why were we so, I mean, the shrieking, I actually don't think like does it justice. Like we used to, first of all, manhandle this bird, this family of four, because we always did the Thanksgiving by ourselves, because no, we didn't have any family in Minnesota. Family of four, no less than a 20-pound turkey. That thing was
No less.
always,
Because it was always like, we gotta have a big enough cavity for the stuffing.
yes, right, because we
Remember?
want
She was
just
like, I want a lot of stuffing, so I need my bird to be like
max stuffing.
27
You know, for
pounds.
as little as we trusted the red button, we trusted those rusty ass sticks that she used to sew
Don't
in.
think they're called. Okay.
That
That is not the Williams-Sonoma term for those. I think they're
they
called.
rusty? Also, why do we save them? Like, I feel like
No, there were. I
those
think
things
they
that
have
like
purpose.
put.
I actually think she inherited those from, and they to close up the cavity, close the cavity up, and then just like holding vigil at the oven for the button. And it's been like way past the amount of time that the box says it's supposed to be in there. But that button was just still burrowed in
So we've
there, and
only
like.
covered really from like 1990 to 1998. Then the onset and the invention of the bag, the turkey bag.
We still had to have the button position though for visibility.
You're like,
Well,
it's
you can't see it through the bag. Oh
the
my
bag's supposed to
gosh.
make it cook
Yeah. But the button. Oh my God, the button. You have just grew to hate. I remember this about the button. You were just like, this makes no sense.
The power hold that the button had over all of us, and like talk about generational trauma to the point where then I'm now living in New York City with my now husband in our studio apartment that was about the size of this room, and it had a king bed in it. It had a king bed and an oven, and that's about all we had, a fridge, that's about all we had room for. Where our first Thanksgiving together, living in New York, we did our own Thanksgiving. I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna make a little turkey and like do all the things. It was cute. And he did his stuff. It was great. We walked and saw the parade, like the tail end of the parade. Like that's it's actually I'm grateful that I actually did something like New York adjacent when I lived there. And
That's cute.
I
Forgot that.
sat cross-legged in front of the oven watching the turkey cook, because I was
With the
like,
button.
with the button, I was like, I'm doing it wrong. It must be wrong. What is happening? And I was like, you know what? Was this put upon me, or did I do this to myself? Like where? What is, and my husband was like, what are you, my boyfriend at the time, thank God he's dead, was like, what are you doing? And I was like, what if the button doesn't pop? And he was like, the button. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It always popped.
Huh?
It always popped.
Yes.
It did. We just like the stress of the button popping.
Stress of the button.
Okay, so yeah, you stop at the turkey. So this. Turkey in a bag, so, essentially.
Turkey in a bag.
Stuffing.
Homemade stuffing in the cavity. Mm-hmm.
Everything was homemade.
Gravy, you know.
That's another struggle. Why was I always the one schwitzing over the stovetop? Like, here, Jamie, stand here and stir this. Probably to keep me from like.
Stir the gravy.
Stir the gravy.
And then there was like the cran raspberry sauce that I have a very deep attachment to, which I remember you don't sauce. Care about the cran raspberry,
I
right?
I despise it. And actually, again, I'm not sure if it's your obsession and everybody like falling over themselves like, Jacqueline, behold, I have found you a can of the cran raspberry turkey. And I'm like,
I think we need a backup. So Ocean Spray.
Ocean Spray.
Cranberry, you know.
Slash.
People. What?
Slash raspberry. Cranberry raspberry.
No. So, like, people have their own cranberry. It wasn't, like, this gelatinous, like, cylinder, you know, thing that comes out of the can that people love and they can slice it.
Yeah.
It wasn't the whole cranberry. It was, like, this fusion blend that, you know, they tried for 10 years in, you know, suburban Minnesota stores. And we just became so I became so fixated on this, like, accoutrement from Thanksgiving. And then it started to, like, disappear. And, like, mom would be searching at every, like...
Yeah.
You know, specialty or non-specialty yep. grocery store in a 50-mile radius for this specific. And then I think she did find a bunch, and then she definitely still probably has some, like,
no,
in her
I think
storage
we're done
bin.
Now. No, I think we're done now.
No,
I think
they're there. I know they're there. No, they're not.
And then we tried, I remember, a couple of years where we were trying to recreate it with, like, raspberry jelly. And you were like, I just remember being like, yo, what is up with this spread? I don't get it. Like, let it the bleep go.
It's not that good. No. Yeah. So I'm really, I love the cranberry, like,
you
representation
do. You
on
do.
my dinner plate. And
mashed potatoes,
very,
green beans.
I also feel like it is very counterculture for me because I'm just like, mashed potatoes, skip it. I don't really, yeah. And you love it. You love the mashed potato.
Mashed potato, green beans, gravy, and then the bane of my existence, please. You know what I'm going to say. The disgusting microwavable dish that you people put fruit. You have the audacity to put canned goddamn fruit in and then mix it with a spice unknown to mankind and then microwave it until it's just a bubbling cauldron of warm fruit. And you're like,
okay.
I hate that shit.
Your storytelling does not do this justice. Mother found that recipe that when she took a home economics microwaving, how to microwave food class in community ed, probably about the time she got the pumpkin bar recipe, she took a community education course about how to eat exclusively out of your microwave. Said recipe, the hot curried fruit came from community education class, and it's a delicious blend of butter, brown sugar, and curry,
which is shocking to me because the woman could not eat plainer 364 and a half days out of the year, yet she
one day she'll accept the curry,
a tablespoon of curry into this fruit, and I'm like, at this point you've ruined the fruit for me. I like curry, I like fruit. I like hot food. I don't need all three things to be in one pot together. Ugh. That.
I mean, you'll get sophisticated eventually. We'll get you there.
And then how many Thanksgivings did we forget the microwave fruit? And then it was at the end of the meal and you're like, the fruit! And then you gotta go. You guys always go make it. And you're burning your mouths. And I just like, guys, I'm just gonna say it. Doesn't feel like it's worth it.
I don't know. I can just picture the hot fruit in that round Pyrex that everybody yep. from the 1980s had.
Mm-hmm.
And the hot fruit. And then she would put the lid on it and then put it in
what
the basement
the
refrigerator.
It was like the mixed cranberry. No, not cranberry.
Oh,
like
no. I can tell you right now immediately what it is. Go. Pears.
Pears.
Peaches. Pineapple.
Yep. And then there was a cherry.
And mandarin oranges out of the can. This is all canned fruit, by the way.
Yeah, not strained.
And
little
maraschino
by the way.
Dots just... on top. And like everybody always wanted the maraschino cherry dots, but no. Mom would only ever put like three on there because like that's what the recipe called for. But it's like everybody wants a maraschino. Just like load that up with the cherries. Why are you putting three?
There's only three people at our table. We're going to consume said cherries. You get one each. Dad, Mom, and Jacko.
I will say this. Now that I've been around the sun a couple times, and I've been around a lot of different Thanksgivings and a lot of different regions in the country, hot fruit hasn't been a part of any other Thanksgivings that I've been witness to. So
This is what
I
I'm saying. This is what I mean. It's like something that I don't want to like bring up about my childhood. Oh man, people in the chat are questioning it as well.
It is funny though that the Irish Catholic. It's not eating curry any other day of the year except for
I
in her
mean,
microwave hot fruit.
it was so spot on.
Whatever.
We
If there was hot fruit here right now, I'd have a bite of it.
yeah, I know
It's
you
good.
would. It actually like seems, you know, it'd be kind of like a good comfort food. I wonder, would it be good, as Dad would say, like would it be good if you put it like over a scoop of ice cream? Is it more like, is it gonna be a dessert?
I mean, it sounds like
Dad
it
would
could
say
go well
anything
with
goes good with
anything,
ice
really. It's
cream.
just kind of like it's the
Crusty
Canadian
bread.
tuxedo
I mean,
of
that's just a lie. Don't offend the Canadian
Thanksgiving.
tuxedo, your stupid hot curried fruit. Oh
I don't
man.
know.
That
I
was
would love.
our, and that was it. But so to your point, that was like every single Thanksgiving and sometimes even a Christmas before we really got
Certainly.
fancy and could afford a prime, not prime rib. What is it? What's that meat call that we get?
Prime rib.
Is that what it is? The one that
Well,
you like put
she
butter
liked
on
having
and like,
turkey again because that
yeah.
was traditional for her growing up. So we would have had the turkey twice.
So the turkey twice, but then yeah, I married into this situation where it was just like, my God, the variety. I was like, this is eye-opening. And guess what? No one with the New York Times recipes ever showed up with the hot fruit.
Probably tastes really good with like a crisp on top to bring it back to what we were saying before, a little crisp, a little oat. Yeah. So yeah, so no hot fruit gonna be coming out of my kitchen tomorrow.
No, what are you doing?
Well, we just had a really spectacular Friendsgiving the other day, and with one a friend of mine who just really, he really knows how to cook his meats. So we had some
The man
turkey,
can
some
spatchcock a bird.
he can spatchcock a bird, and his is the turkey that comes from his house is like the only turkey that I just absolutely love.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, why would I try? And my kids don't eat that. And so I'm gonna make a lasagna.
Atta girl.
And I'm gonna have each of the kids each have to come to the feast with an idea of what they want to make so they can contribute. So I'm gonna try to make a little bit of like a,
Nice.
group participation effort, not just like be served.
Nice.
What about you? Are you doing
We're picking it up, baby. We
love
are
it?
spending the whole paycheck at the Whole Foods. I am gonna make I got I did get this bag of sourdough stuffing like mix. Like it's already like a toasted sourdough. And then you do the things with it. You do like add the onion and the celery, whatever. And I'm gonna make that at home just to see like what that tastes like because I do love me a sourdough situation.
You do love like a, I do feel like you love to pull up with like a side that really
I
is
mean, I
like
could.
remember that mushroom thing you made?
I mean, yeah. Oh, and then
You love a
like I
side.
love a side, a plate of sides. Yeah, plate of sides for me. But yeah, we're getting the good sides. There was an appetizer available in the. I really enjoyed looking at the Whole Foods catalog of the Thanksgiving foods. It was just really fun. But they had a crostini that was like mushroom and goat cheese. And I don't. I mean, if that isn't my husband's middle name right there, crostini with mushroom. That's like his hippie name,
It's a
crostini.
staple of our marriage, as you know, the goat cheese.
Yeah, that's a staple of your friendship, I feel like, between you and my spouse.
No, and then to take it back to spouse swap, bad idea.
Spouse
Remember?
swap, bad idea. Yeah, you guys
Yeah,
did
the goat
agree.
cheese is keeps us,
That would
keeps our
keep you
marriage
sane.
alive.
Yes, it would. The goat cheese.
What was I going to tell you? I lost it.
Oh, dang, I'm so sorry. I'll keep talking. Maybe it'll come back to you. So yeah, we picked up the pie yesterday, the crumble, and then otherwise,
So
like,
he didn't mind that you guys were shopping it out or whatever,
not at all, not at all.
which
I
is
mean, I think
not in line with like his growing up
well, and
experience.
we're
So
not
what
doing the
made him come to
turkey.
that?
We're doing it. I mean, we're doing a beef Wellington,
Oh yeah,
and
that
like,
sounds nice
it
though.
sounds delicious. And it's just us. You know, and like we've it's just busy for us. Football season is so busy. And while we, and also we're going to his house for Christmas, like because with the Netflix game and stuff, we'll be around. And I think he's going to get his jollies cooking for his like family and stuff in that setting when we're there. So we're kind of like conserving energy. But
That makes sense.
yeah.
And like I certainly like we were supposed to be down your way this week and doing Thanksgiving together, but with my mother-in-law's injury, just wasn't tenable. And I think like sure, if like we were all around
Oh yeah,
together, I'd love to
we would have
stuff a
slung
bird,
some warm
love to have
fun.
the kids break the bread and stuff the
Yes,
cavity and do the whole
exactly.
thing. That's why I love like totally, but
Yeah.
I'm also just trying to be like, you know what? A hot homemade lasagna is going to taste just as good, and
Mm-hmm.
I'm just it's nice not having to run around and try to get everybody to bed on time
Oh, it's so
all
nice.
Week. These kids have the whole week off. Do your kids have the whole
yeah,
week
that's
off?
Why we were gonna
we
hang.
Did not have
That's why
that.
we were gonna hang. That's why you were coming down here.
Oh yeah, I know, but
Because we were all gonna have
we
that.
were reflecting upon how this was. When did this change? Because this was not how it was when we were growing up.
It's a good point. I don't know if it's still happening in Minnesota. Giselle and I yesterday were remembering the fact that, you know, our alma mater had the grandparents' day on a Wednesday before Thanksgiving break. And then she also, it was grandparents slash special friends day, because I don't think she has any grandparents in the state. So she, her brother always used to come, her older brother, which like that was really cool. Like flex, like, oh, my big brother's here and not like a grandpa.
Was he not in high school? Was he not?
No,
was
he's like, both of her brothers are like 8 and 11 years older than her or something like that.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's or maybe not that many, but pretty, but like significantly older, like, well, you know, so it was like cool for her. Anyways, now she said this funny thing to come bring a full circle. Their family's not spending like traditional Thanksgiving together. Everybody's like going with their spouses and whatnot. So today they're doing a hibachi special friends dinner. Like in her family, they still call it special friends day.
Cute.
And they're going to Benihana in like Wayzata or something.
Oh, that's fun.
Yes. So that made me laugh because I was like, I forgot there was the special friends part of it.
Do you ever feel like this pressure to kind of be doing these things that your kids are going to look back on to say, we always did this on Wednesday. We always did this on X. Like, and because you and I are kind of like, we're just rolling with it. We're making it whatever we want it to be. We're not kind of creating those rituals for them. Do you ever get that
no,
in your head?
I'm hoping that what is being established is like, again, to each their own, but like we are a Christmas set up in the first week of November family. And like, I just want their Thanksgiving spirit to be like well embedded in like Christmas like lore, and that like this is very much, yes, Thanksgiving, it should be the onset of like a season of giving, of course, but it's just like a good way to kind of like be, you know, grateful, thankful for the week, emphasize on that. But also just knowing that like the backdrop of their childhood was like, yes, my Thanksgiving memory, there was like at least two trees up already. Like, hell yeah, there was.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I want out of it. So
nice.
I what I would prefer to be established is just like a, you do what serves you in that season that year, and that like I want them to have a good time, like them going, they're gonna go to the movies tonight with my husband, and like,
oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And so
like,
maybe that's a thing. Maybe we stumble upon like a Wednesday night they go see a movie or something together. I don't know.
Yeah, so they're not making out with anybody when they're home from college.
Then, like,
they're at the movies with their dad.
Like, God, we have to go to the movies with dad, and then we're gonna go out. Okay.
Like, we're gonna go out and smooch somebody later.
All right, we gotta go. 47 minutes after the hour.
Oh my.
You get to tell a 30. You get to tell a 30-second story on the spot about that time that you did participate in Make Out Christmas.
I did. This was somebody I was daydreaming about making out with for so long. I think this was like in fifth grade. The guy that you think about you're gonna marry someday. That was this. That was this boy for me.
I was not prepared. Wait, are we talking about the same person?
Yeah.
I was not prepared for you to take it to such a serious level right there. I thought you were just going to talk about how you did some making out on a pool table, not that you were dreaming of him in the
fifth
grade.
When do I not take it to a serious
a great
deep
point.
Place? It's kind of my thing.
I said that
don't
on the
come
show
to me
today.
For just like a superficial scratch.
Yeah, I said that on GMFB today. I was like, did someone put something in Kyle's drink today? You're so extra. He's like, have we met? I'm always extra. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm going to take it to 11 with depth if you, like,
yeah.
I'm not really,
so
don't ask me for just, like, the 30 second.
Best and longest childhood friend, brother. Like, we were the same age, and then you guys were the same age. And I did not know that you were pining for said person since the fifth grade.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I can't believe you didn't know that. Definitely. I was always, like, you guys would have your basketball games. I would come. I was hoping you would be there. He would never come. It broke my heart. And he was just, like, yeah, just like always
funny.
Pining for him from
funny.
Afar for a long time, and then came back and went to that like a high school party
House
the night
party.
Before Thanksgiving, and I can, you know what, I can remember what I was wearing.
Go tell.
Well, first of all, freshly cut bangs, really short, looking good. pink top that was long sleeve. It was like a Henley top. Jeans with a zebra belt that matched my zebra little stiletto. Why was I wearing those in November in
at
Minnesota?
A house party?
At a house party, zebra matching with my very short, very good looking bangs. And I remember walking in there, and everybody, he especially looked at me, and he's like, oh, who is that? And
he
then
was flirt.
Like,
he flirted. He was a flirt.
Oh, he flirted. Yeah. And then I don't really remember, but I remember just like, yeah, smooching at the pool table, and everybody was like, oh my gosh, they're kissing, because of course they're like kissing like in the middle of like everybody, and it was just like, so I think that was the only time we kissed anyway.
But gosh, I just love it. I just love it. And it's this, it's the exact scenario. You had gone to college and came
I
back.
came back, and everyone was like slow mo. It's like Sandy when she comes out in Greece looking all like hot at the end of the, you know. Yeah. And that was it. It was the zebra, little pointy, you know,
Why
little
were you wearing
stilettos
those
and the
of all the
zebra. I
parts of
think
the
it was all from
story?
the Limited, probably.
You were a
Yeah.
professional girly. All from the
So yeah, I did
Limited.
it. I mean, that's the
I actually do think I remember that pink
that's where
top.
it
Is it a button
starts
down?
for it was a Henley, it was a
What does that mean?
V-neck Henley
What
with
does
some buttons,
Henley
and it was
mean?
hot pink.
What does Henley mean?
With the buttons, a couple like three buttons down the front.
Oh, yes, I
But it's
do
like
know.
a waffle.
Yeah, yeah,
It
yeah,
could be
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah, yeah,
waffle
yeah,
or
yeah,
tier.
yeah.
Yeah.
I got you. I got
Yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to that guy. Shout out to your, that is not, it's not like it's a,
Not the guy I married, but the guy I had dreamt about marrying when I
so
was, you know,
sweet.
in
A full
fifth, doing
circle.
MASH, you know, in fifth grade
Match.
MASH. Definitely was always hoping it was him. And we had our Christmas Eve. Why do I mean, this word for the Thanksgiving Eve is just really
Yeah.
hard for me to keep in
Make out
my
Super Bowl.
head.
Make out Super Bowl.
Yes.
I'm going to change it here on No Breaks. Our version
Thank
is
you.
Make out Super Bowl, not Make out Christmas. Make out Super Bowl. Love you.
I love you.
I'll talk to you later, I'm sure.
Happy Thanksgiving Eve.
No, happy Thanksgiving Eve. No breaks.
I wish I was doing a snuggle with your three little girlies for my
Oh, I
Super
know.
Bowl
Smoosh.
weekend. What is it called? I don't know.
Make out Super Bowl.
Can't think of
Make out Super
it.
Bowl. Oh, man. We'll get it. We'll
Yeah,
get it next
I
year.
might remember it.
Okay, good.
Bye.
Bye. Wait, hold, pause.